This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
Good morning to Finn J. Ross. Welcome to Joy, Finn.
Morning, Paul and Ando.
Thank you for joining us this morning on this. We're in the run-up to Christmas, Finn, so we're getting very festive in the studio here.
Yes, no doubt. I love the Christmas music.
Now, Finn, you're a writer. Tell us, you've written a short story. Just give us a quick background about, you know, the competition you were involved with, and then you can tell us all about the wonderful story.
Yes, absolutely. So the competition is called the Scarlet Stiletto Awards, and it's run by an organisation called Sisters in Crime. Mm. An organisation started 30 years ago to foster women's crime writers and readers, mm-hmm. Foster, encourage and promote. And they have an annual short story competition, which must be written by women and it must feature a female protagonist. And it can be no longer than 5,000 words. There's various different categories.
Yeah.
And it's become a very, very popular competition. One of a kind, really.
It is. Australia. It's pretty incredible. So first up, congratulations on winning. But I need to talk about a headline I'm staring at right now, which says, men's jocks hold the crucial clue in the winning story for Sisters in Crime's 29th Scarlet Stiletto Award. What? So what are they saying about your story? Can you explain this story?
Yes, the story's entitled Tuesday Jocks, and I got the idea from those jocks that came out sales in a pack with the days of the week on the waistbands. Oh. I don't know how that came into my head. But the story relates to a man who disappears on a Monday and he's very particular about his underwear.
Yep.
But when he turns up 3 days later, he mysteriously is wearing his Thursday jock. And his Tuesday jocks have disappeared.
Uh-oh.
The young policeman trying to figure out who's murdered him is really baffled by the fact that he's wearing the wrong jocks on the wrong day.
Finn, that is such a clever idea.
Yeah, I know.
Such a clever. And there'll be, Finn, the gay community or the queer community are very fastidious about their underwear. And so I'm sure there's going to be people listening to this thinking, oh my God, that is a massive deal to be wearing the wrong underwear on the wrong day.
Well, I figure that some of your listeners might really enjoy the outcome of this because of the connection that's made and the reason that this man isn't wearing the right clothes jocks.
How do we get our hands on this Finn J. Ross? How do we get to read this story?
Well, my winning story, along with all the other category winners in the competition, and that's about 15 stories all up, feature in an e-book, which is available through the Sisters in Crime website.
Oh, cool.
That's probably the quickest link I can give to you. So, great reading. As I said, you've got a whole collection of absolutely brilliant stories in a variety of different crime fiction categories. And I'm amongst, you know, very exceptional authors there. So it's a great read. It's an annual thing. You can even go back and buy previous year's copies.
Thanks.
As an e-book. I think it's about $4 or so.
Oh.
Very well worth for some great holiday reading.
Such a great idea. Finn, one of the things that really caught me as well is that you've been entering this competition for a number of years. What is it about crime writing that really interests you?
Look, I think in so many ways it mirrors life, and I think there's always that challenge to just come up with a story that has good twists and turns in it to captivate the reader. And there's an old saying that, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. The organisation, of course, also fosters true crime writing.
Mm-hmm.
But with crime fiction, I think you can stretch the boundaries a bit on what makes an interesting crime and one that almost always has a really satisfying resolution to it, which doesn't always happen in the real world. So I think that's what really appeals to me.
And difficult to try and wind that up in like 5,000 words. That's a pretty tall order.
It is. I also write crime novels, though to this point I haven't had one published, and it is an entirely different ballgame. Your writing has to be so tight, so succinct, so to the point, no waste words, no weasel words, and you have to captivate you know, the reader from the very, very first line. And you also have to provide that resolution at the end so that it's a satisfying read. It takes about half an hour to read a 5,000-word short story. So with a collection of about 15 in this e-book, it's great, pick up, put down reading for people who maybe only have a short time span or a short frame of time to read.
Like you say, it's perfect for sitting around in the sunshine, lazing on the beach or by the pool. I've got to ask you one last question as well, Finn. The Stiletto Award, is it really a beautiful red stiletto shoe?
It is, yes. Always a real shoe. And this year's is probably the best one I've ever had. I've fluked that after all this time, getting an exceptional, gobsmackingly beautiful shoe. That's set on a trophy. It also, the prize also comes with a certificate and a lovely, tidy $2,000.
Awesome. Congratulations. This is an amazing award. Get out there. Make sure you purchase the e-book of Scarlett Stiletto's 2022 award stories.
Jump onto the Sisters in Crime website and you can download it. Finn, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning. It's a great story. I think one that will appeal to a lot of our listeners.
Yeah. Tuesday Jocks.
Yes. Excellent. Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you. Have a wonderful festive season, Finn. Take care.
Also you too. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.